How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Many people that I talk to tell me that it doesn't really matter what we eat and what we consume and what we do. We don't have to cleanse, we don't have to fast, we don't have to eat super clean, because the body always detoxifies itself, the body always finds homeostasis. And in today's episode, I want to look a little bit deeper, I want to question that, and explain and talk about the four different elimination organs of the body, and why it truly does matter what we eat and what we consume and do in our life on a daily basis. So looking at a house where there's usually a kitchen, hopefully to nourish our bodies, and a bathroom to eliminate the waste that's coming out of our bodies, we have in our bodies similar processes going on. So we have the blood system, the blood circulation, which is there to nourish our cells. So whenever we consume some food and it's being digested, it's getting properly, hopefully properly, absorbed and utilized, and then it's being put into our muscles and in areas in the body where nourishing is needed by the blood. But the blood always has to be in homeostasis and has to have a pH level of 7.4 something, so around 7.4. And it can't really fluctuate. Whenever it fluctuates too much, if it would fluctuate too much, in a matter of a few minutes, we would be basically dead. We would die, because it always has to be in homeostasis and be around 7.4. So when we consume something, a foreign chemical or foreign substance, which is basically anything that we take in our bodies, it's air, it's water, it's food, whatever food we consume, the waste it does leave behind after being digested is, if it's acidic waste, then the body needs to deal with it, because otherwise the blood wouldn't be able to stay in homeostasis at 7.4 pH. So what does the body do? There's another system, the sewer system, in the body, which is the lymphatic system, which you could compare to the bathroom. So the lymphatic system deals with all the waste, all the residues, everything that's left behind after food is being digested. So optimally, as I talked about in my first episode, talking about the optimal human diet, if we wouldn't consume food that leaves behind residues, that leaves behind acidic waste, then the body wouldn't have to work so much in getting rid of all the waste. But if we look at our own lives and the general world population and what most people are eating, then it is usually not even close to being optimal. And it's not something to be like afraid of, or that we have to like overly worry about, oh no, everybody doesn't really eat the perfect way. No. But what I want to say is that it's just to shine a light on what's going on. Because the truth is, most people are eating acid-forming foods, which are overburdening the body and then creating health problems, because it creates blockages and the lymphatic system is overburdened, is overloaded, and the body can't keep up with eliminating all the waste that's coming in, because more waste is coming in than the body can actually eliminate. So how does the body actually eliminate the waste? As I said, we have the blood circulation, which is just dealing with nourishing the body, and then we have the lymphatic system. And tied to the lymphatic system, we have four different channels of elimination. And many people have different opinions on which is the main elimination organ, but I don't want to really discuss that. I'm just going to talk about the four different ways the body eliminates waste through the lymphatic system. So tied to the lymphatic system, we have, first of all, the kidneys, left and right kidneys for each side of the body. Yes, each kidney is meant to deal with each side of the body. So no, It doesn't make any sense to cut out a kidney and donate it to someone else. There is a reason that we have two kidneys in our body. So the kidney is tied to the lymphatic system and detoxifies the body through urinating. Then we have the bowels, which through our feces, through elimination through the bowels, the body detoxifies itself. We also have the lungs. Just by breathing, every exhale we breathe something out that doesn't belong in the body. And then also number four would be the skin, which is the largest elimination organ of the body. And that's also why the reason why many people experience skin issues is because the lymphatic system is overloaded and the kidneys, the bowels, and the lungs, they can't really keep up with eliminating all the waste from the lymphatic system. And that's why the body uses the skin to eliminate these acids. So whenever there's like acne, you have skin issues, itchy skin, whatever skin issue you have, usually it's acids coming out of the skin. The body is trying to rid itself of the acids that can't be eliminated through the kidneys because they are not working properly anymore, through the bowels because the bowels are full of mucoid plaque and are just blocked. And what does that tell us? What can we learn from that? Let's go back to what I was saying in the beginning when I was talking about the house. Let's look at a toilet. Let's look at the bathroom. When something is clogged up, when the sink is clogged up, even in the kitchen already, but even if the bathroom sink or the toilet is clogged up, what do we do? The first thing we do is stop putting more waste into the sink or the toilet, whatever it is. Because we can't really clean the toilet or unclog the toilet or the sink as long as we put more waste into it. So similar to that, when the body is overburdened, when the lymph system isn't working properly anymore, or I should say the elimination organs can't really keep up with the waste that's coming in the body, into the body, what do we do? The first thing we have to do is stop putting things, food, substances into our body who acidify the body and overload the lymphatic system. We need to stop putting in waste and help the body in being able to eliminate more than what's coming in. And that's the only way, that's the single only way how we can truly heal ourselves. No matter what health issue there is, it's always tied to the lymphatic system. It's always tied to the elimination organs not properly working or properly working. And if you experience any health issue, it's always tied to the elimination organs in the lymph system, and if the body is overly acidic and is dehydrated. Because whenever it is, it creates blockages and then disease can be created. It's dis-ease. The body is not in homeostasis. The body is not in balance and in alignment. I truly hope that this made you question your current belief system about diet, about detoxifying the body. And I agree, we don't have to constantly think about detox, 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 and just like abandon all of the things we enjoy in our life. No, that's not what it is about. But it's about becoming aware of what is creating problems and blockages in the body, what is creating health problems, so we can understand how we can reverse it and heal our bodies. So I always say that it is crucial to transition, to go step by step and not jump into like these long juice fasts or water fasts even, or even just eating fruit. It's too much for most people to handle. We can do it for like a week just to dive into it a little bit, to experiment. Yes, that's fine. But I would always say, depending on where you're coming from, take it step by step. Just leave out what you are ready for. Maybe you just want to leave out sugar for now, or processed foods, or some animal products, or you want to go into the direction of eating more whole foods or even raw foods, whatever, where you are at in your journey, just analyze it and see and think about the next step you want to take, and then take that step, then make a plan and just go at it and do it. And that's how you make progress, not by jumping into these huge fasts and trying to detoxify everything in a matter of a few weeks or months. It doesn't work. However old you are, if you're 20, 30, 40, it took you so long to get where you are now with your health or with your health problems, whatever you experience right now. And it's just impossible to reverse all of that in just a few weeks or a few months. Yes, I've seen people, and I experienced it myself, I've seen people heal chronic health problems in a few months. They were just gone, like allergies, asthma. That's what I dealt with most of my life. Asthma, allergies, hay fever, dermatitis, and I had nuts allergies, I had fruit allergies. And it took me a year or two to fully get rid of them, because in the beginning I didn't really know how to fully support myself in detoxification, and I was coming from processed foods to vegan, but I was still eating processed foods when I was vegan and not really healthy, balanced, whatever, whole foods. And as soon as I started eating whole foods, whole plant foods, I incorporated more fruits, more raw living fruits and vegetables, then I truly started to see the healing occur. But it is a process for sure and a journey. So to close this podcast, this episode off, I just want to say that I hope it became very clear that it does matter what we eat, but it's also not to be rushed. It's not to be worried about if you are not eating the optimal diet. It is a journey, so take your time. But if you want to become healthy, then take the steps, make a plan, and then go do it. I did it myself, so you can do it too. And this is just what I want to encourage people to do, because we all need it right now in these times in the world. A lot of stuff is going on. So the best thing we can do for all of us is, first of all, find homeostasis, align ourselves with what we truly believe in and think is best for ourselves, create the best health possible, and then we can truly start to help others when we help ourselves first. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the next one. If you want to see more of me, you can also check out my Instagram. It's fabio.bellanova. You can find me there to see a little bit more what's going on in my private life. And yeah, with that being said, thank you so much again for listening, for tuning in, and see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day.